Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, who do men say that I am? Listen, who do men say that I am? I'm the beginning and the end. But who do men say that I am? Listen, who do men say that I am? I'm the beginning and the end. But who do men say that I am? Jesus said, I am Jesus of Nazareth. But who do men say that I am? But who do men say that I am? Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody don't know this man. But he said, who do men say that I am? Everybody don't know him. Well, thank praise God for all things. We know everything going down, but the word. We're going to hold on. We're going to hold on. We're going to hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I want to thank and praise God for all things. Thank you, praise God for the pastor of this great work. Pastor Ryan and her beloved husband. I want to thank and praise God for the team members. Also, Pastor, she's a pastor, she's a teacher, she's a sister, and she's a prophet, Martha Williams. Oh, hold it right there. Elaine Jackson coming on, number two. But prophet Martha Williams, I tell you, if you want to know the truth, put it on our show tomorrow. Tomorrow, our show come on first. And she said, just like fire, should have been a bone. Hold it right there. 30 minutes later, Minister Elaine Jackson, I'm not going to hold you very long. I'm not going to hold you very long. I'm going to get in 15 minutes, 20 minutes on. But she said, who the man said that I am? We're going to come from 1 John, and we're going to look at 1 John chapter 5, come to verse 3, and we're going to go down the road. I'll tell you verse 10, okay? Then we're going to look over here at verse of Matthew 11, chapter 28 and 30. But I'll tell you when I get there. Is that all right? Father, in the name, we thank you. Great God, Father, lying down, let's eat. Holy God, we give you praise and we give you honor. We want to thank you, oh God, for all things. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Oh God, we thank you for the sunshine. Lord, we thank you for the rain. Great God, we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. Father God, we just want to thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. God, Father, I woke up this morning, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God. We want to thank you, oh God, for food that prepared upon our table. Lord, we give you praise and we give you honor. Father God, reach way down this evening. Lord God, touch the sick and pick it all over the world. Lord, thank you this evening. Father God, we give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We realize, Holy God, without you this evening, Lord, we can do nothing. But great God, with all things is in your hand this evening, Lord, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for being a mother of many nations, Lord God. My great God, a father for many nations. Father God, a sister for many nations, Lord God, we give you praise. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, for being a father of many love. We want to thank you, God, for our holy, 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 holy Father. Oh, God, the one that's in the Son. Lord, we want to say thank you right now, Lord. We want to say thank you this evening, Lord God. You say, who do man say that I am? Oh, great God, I want to say thank you, Lord. You said you is the Son of Nazareth, Holy God. Want to say thank you, Lord God, for all things, Lord, in your name. Written out, Lord God. Reach way down, Lord. Touch in the nursing home this evening, Lord God. And have that way this evening. In the name of Jesus, God, I want to say thank you. Written out, Lord God, you is a keeper. My good God Almighty, church, sick and picking all over the world. Written out, Lord God, them adults in a homebound, Lord. Oh, but God, church, you see, Holy God, remember those. Oh, God, our doctors, nurses everywhere, Lord God. Home give them, Lord God. Church, friend, now, Lord. Have that way, Lord. Friend, now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We give you praise and we give you honor. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, Jesus, all we need. In these troublesome times, Lord, we say thank you. Oh, God, church, I pray. Oh, God, church, you're sick and afflicted everywhere. Woo, my God, we want to say thank you. But Jesus said, who do men say that I am? I want to talk this evening about invitation, a great invitation. One of the best invitations that I've ever had in my life. My God, ooh, my. Oh, Matthew, we're not going to Matthew. Look at 1 John. 1 John, 5th chapter, and the 3rd verse. 1 John, the 5th chapter, and the 3rd verse. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment. And his commandment is not grievous. Okay, can we go to Matthew 28, 11th chapter, and the 28th verse says, come unto me, Matthew, the 11th chapter and the 28th verse says, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy labor, and I will give you rest. Sometimes we will go places unaware. Sometimes we reach out for things that God does not please. But he said, come to me, all ye labor and heavy labor, and I will give you rest. Your soul needs rest, why not come to Jesus? If you're burdened down in sorrows, why not come to Jesus? If you're in a time of a need, come to Jesus. Jesus said, if my people who he have called, will you come to Jesus? A great invitation that Jesus had offered. And some came and rejected Scott. Some came and stayed a while. Some came just for money. Some came just to lust at one another. But Jesus said, if you love me, my God, keep my commandment. Say the commandment's not grievous. This chapter in the third verse says, Matthew 28 and 11 and 28 said, come unto me, all you labor and heavy labor, and I will give you rest. Jesus knows somebody can give us rest in these troublesome times. We're in a time right now where we need to push back everything but the word of God. The word of God have made us whole at one time, and we walk back from it. What you mean by being whole? Well, I made whole because I came out of the world of sin. When he invited me with an invitation, he gave me an invitation, a great invitation. Come unto me, all you labor and heavy labor, and I will give you rest. I didn't have no rest in the world. There's no rest in the world for the weary. But when we come upon the Lord's side, the great invitation that I ever had, when we come over on the Lord's side, all on the Lord's side, he said, come unto me. Come to who? Jesus. Come unto me, all you labor and heavy labor, and I will give you rest. Try to earn salvation by works. What did I say? They're trying to earn salvation by your works. Your works cannot earn salvation. Your repentance, oh my God, God, your repentance must come first. So God can clean you up and he will deliver you. Come unto me, all you labor and I believe, and I will give you rest. But people are trying all over the world to come to salvation by working. Well, you say you're saved now, huh? Come over here with me, I'll let you work. And here you is laying with John Bomb and hop, skipping and going on, living in sin and walking in sin. But he said, come over there to them. Huh? Why? Because they cannot see God clearly. Because they have not accepted the invitation that God have given them. Come unto me. Matthew 11 and 28, come unto me, all you labor and heavy labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, which is the word of God. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and low in heart. Ye shall find what rest for your soul. Oh, ain't no rest in this world, y'all. Come on over on the Lord's side. Jesus said, who the man say that I am? The greatest invitation that we've ever had, when Jesus said, come unto me, all you labor and heavy labor, and I will give you rest. But whosoever, John the 5th chapter and the 4th verse says, but whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. You must be born again. You must have a clean revelation with God. You must come all the way out of sin. Come, but whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We must have faith in Jesus. Believe what Jesus said is real. Believe what Jesus said is okay. But have you accepted the great invitation that Jesus have given? The greatest invitation that God have given us. Some have walked away from him and working for lust, sin, lying, backbiting. But God said, come unto me, all you labor and heavy labor now. Matthew 11 and 28 said, I will give you rest. There's no rest into this world. But when we come to Jesus, all things are made possible to those that who love him. Do you love him this evening? Do you love Jesus this evening? I was trying to get my little stuff together, but I got it, but he's going to come next time. But Jesus said, who the man say that I am? He asked that question one time. Well, we did ask God ourselves, Jesus, who you is? Are you the deliverer? Oh my God. Are you a savior? Are you holy? Are you righteous? Are you forgiven in God? Ask God these questions. But he said, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy labor, and I will give you rest. But they are trying to earn salvation by working. I could not have earned my salvation by working for Bum Bum and Rock Rock, because Bum Bum and Rock Rock didn't have what God needed for them to give me. They weren't fully delivered. They weren't fully developed. But I had to find out, who can I trust when I am in the world? Who can I trust when I come out of the world? But Jesus said, come unto me, all you labor and heavy labor. The greatest invitation that we can ever have is come to Jesus. Come out from among them, Joshua said to me. But, okay, the fifth verse. I'm back at the fifth verse. First John, fifth verse. Who is he who overcometh the world? But he who believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. We got to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He's the one that woke us up this morning. But Jesus said one time, who do man say that I am? And you begin to tell them in that scripture, and then the scriptures said, I am the one that the Father has sent to redeem you back from sin. I am the one that come to open the door for you to come into home. Ooh, my God, my God. Who can do that? Who can open up the door to heaven to give us the way to come in except the Son of the living God? Who the man say that I am? Oh, fifth verse said, fifth and fifth verse of John, first John. Who is he who shall overcome the world but he who that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who come by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came by water and he came by blood. We came by just believing Jesus. How did I come to Jesus? I had to believe what the word said. The word told me one day, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I had to believe it. I had to believe that Jesus is a deliverer. I had to believe that Jesus can pull me out of sin and I will want it no more. Jesus said, come unto me, and I will make you become who? Fishermen of men and women. Come unto me. The greatest invitation that anybody can invite you to is to come to Jesus. It's going to be all right at why. This is he who come by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water alone, but by every word. But by every, by the water and blood. But by water and blood. That's how he came. Came by water and it came by blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit of truth. Do you believe the Spirit of truth? The Holy Spirit bears witness is divine of the birth of Christ. Oh, my God. The Holy Spirit, my God, bears witness of the Jesus come by the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the Father sent his Son. The Son gave his life that we may have the right unto the tree of life. The greatest invitation that we can ever have is come to Jesus. We have the invitation. Let's go to the party tonight. John having a party. Susu having a party. Let's come to the party. Let's get your finest shoes, get your finest bag. Let's go to the party. But Jesus said, come to me as you is. But that don't mean, sisters and brothers, that I say as I is. I must come to get cleaned up with the word of God. And when once God cleans us up, not to go back into the trap no more. Jesus said, come unto me, Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you labor and heavy labor, and I, Jesus, will give you rest. It is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit of truth. There is therefore three that bears record in heaven. Jesus, Father in heaven, huh, y'all? The Father one, the Father number one, the Son is number two, And number three is the Holy Spirit. Do you have it? Do you want 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 it? Oh, my God. Do you want the Holy Spirit? Something that will keep you. Something that will keep your mind set fast upon him. Do you want it? Do you want it? Oh, wow, 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 wow. But people are seeking work and saying that I'm saved. People are saying that I'm this and this in Christ, but living like a boom, boom. But Jesus said, I see you. There are, the 8th verse says, there are three who bears witness on the earth, the spirit and the water and the blood. Speaking of the Holy Ghost, speaking of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit to the human of Christ. Speaking of Holy Spirit, speaking of Holy Ghost into the human body. My body's a human. It can soon fade away, this body going back to the dust where it come from. The human body, speaking to it so we can live again. We cannot live again and living in sin. So this is why Joshua was spoken of. We said unto him, come out from among them. But we don't lose our friends. For there are three, says, for there are three that bears witness into heaven. As a heaven on earth. As a heaven. Did you know the heaven on earth? Heaven on earth. If you accept Jesus on this earth, footnote. If you accept Jesus here on the earth, don't you know we could go to heaven with him if we live right? Did you not know this right here? Jesus said in the book that we gonna scarcely make it in. Take it in, y'all. Take it in. If we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. A man cannot be a true and a living witness unto you unless he sold all the way out with God, unless he have cleaned up, unless he have stripped out the clothing, beat it, got the grave clothes. Put off the grave shoes. Come out from among them. Come out of sin. Stop lying. Stop backbiting. Come all the way with God. Huh? Ooh, don't study. Don't pray. But get in front of God. People are all unclean and undressed. Unholy them. Yes, God wants us to have the best. But don't put those things before God. Who the man say that I am? Jesus said to them, that I am the one that the Father has sent to redeem you back from the world of sin. But who the man say that I am? my God, came to redeem us back from the world of sin. If we believe on the Son of God, the 10th verse, if we believe on the Son of God, we believe on the Son of God, have the witness in him. He who believeth not God have not. He who believeth not God, don't say that, and made him a lie. Don't you say this now. If you don't believe in God, you're trying to make him a lie. That's what the book said. He who not God has made him a lie. And his presence is not with you, footnotes. And his presence is not with you. Don't believe in God. You don't trust him. You don't believe in God, but you have a different opinion about this God. Is he real? Is he alive? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. He's real and he's alive. Because he believed not the record that God had given to his son. And his record is that God has given to you, to us, eternity and life. God has offered us eternity life through this great invitation. God have offered us eternity life through the great invitation that we may have life in the Son. We may have life, and this is in his Son. What? Life. What is in his Son? Life. And his Son have life. And if we want Christ, we should have life. We will have life. We come to Jesus. We will have life, God. We come to Jesus. We have life. He who has the Son has what? Life. 12th verse. 5 and 12th verse says, he who has the Son has life. Through what? Through the cross. How are we going to have life and not believe in this Jesus? How are we going to have life and not believe in Jesus? He who have life and believes the God, who it is. Oh, baby, we got to believe. With the believing system, he who have the Son has life, and he who have not Son have not life. Footnotes. Through the cross gave us another chance. When Jesus, when the Father, they are two, and they are one together. They are one. They're not divided. Spirit of God and the Son, they are not divided. They are one. They are one. When you talk to the Father, you talk to the Son. When you talk to the Son, you talk to the Father. They are one. They are not divided like you and I used to be. They are not divided. Come unto me, said Matthew 11:28. Come unto me. Jesus is telling us to come unto him in these critical times. We're in critical times. We're in the critical times where people have more love of themselves than love of God. Why not come? Take this great invitation that Jesus have given us, the greatest invitation that we're going to ever have. Well, how can you have it when you don't set it? How can you have it when you don't pray? How can you have it when you won't give God time? What's wrong, sister? What's wrong with brother? Why not fast and pray and have time out with God? The Father saved His Son. His Son gave His life. Why not take time out with the Father and the Son? And ask them, what must I do to keep my salvation? How must I walk to keep my salvation? How can I love to keep my salvation? How can I walk upright, Lord God, to keep my salvation? Your work cannot get you into the kingdom. It's the Spirit of the living God. It's the Spirit that we believe in God can do anything but fail. He said, come unto me, not unto this world. Your work that you do, honey, cannot save you. Because there are going to be a minute of them. I'm almost finished. There are going to be a minute of them going to come to God. And he goes, well, I don't know you, sis. I don't know you, brother. What you going to say? Well, Father, I cast out the demons in your name. I heal in your name. I prophesy in your name. But you prophesied lies. You lived in sin. And Jesus don't recognize that. Sin and God do not go together. Ooh, these things have I written unto you, 13th verse. These things have I written unto you. Believe on the name. Oh, what name? The name of Jesus. There is power. Ooh, glory be to God. There's power in the name. There is deliverance in the name. There is cleaning in the name. There's hope in the name. There's help. Oh, God, I thank you. There's help in the name. Call on the name of Jesus in these crying times. Put away the things that you have done and come all the way with God. Said to me, Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will labor heavy labor, and I will give you rest. But you think maybe it's the work. But the Father himself gave the best thing that he gonna ever have, best thing he gonna ever get, the best thing he ever had was what? His Son. And his Son gave us what? The greatest invitation that we could come to him and live. Choose to stay whom you will, sir. I'm almost finished. Choose today whom you will serve. These things, there are three. 5 and 7 said, there are three who bear witness in who? The heavens, the Father, the Word, the Holy Spirit, and these are three are what? How many? One. One Spirit. One God, one real saved person. Ooh, what else you can't find? My God. But come by word, honey. It's not your word. Speaking of the Holy Spirit, it comes to clean us and make us to be who God has called us to be. The Holy Spirit will help us, bring us out, and deliver us. Who is this man? What is his name? Jesus said, who do men say that I am? A lot of people don't know this Jesus. They know a God, but they don't know this Jesus. These things have I written unto you. Believe on the 13th verse. Believe on the name of the Son of God. We believe Tom, Bum Bum, Rock, Fly, Blue Float. We believe in everything but Jesus. That believe on the Son of God. And we will have life. God is a holy God. He's a righteous God. And all that, okay, now this is part of John talking. All these things are written by John. John wrote all this before Jesus came into the picture. He was warning us, like people God have chosen vessels, they have called and have not went back on this Jesus. They have not sinned against this God since they had this invitation. So they are clean mind and clean walking upright, so they can invite you to Jesus. When you've been disobedient unto leadership, you have sinned. It's in the book. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We must repent. When we sin, do it quick. Because we're in the last and cruel to evil day. We know not the hour when the Son of Man will come. That's what the book told me. Yours too. You read this book, but I read it. If you have time. King James, if you have time. This is my beloved Son. Who is he talking to? Who's speaking? Who said this is my beloved one? His father. His father said, this is my beloved Son. If you mistreat this beloved Son of Jesus, the Father, you mistreated him. Am I making the plain enough? If you mistreat this beloved Son, you mistreat the Father. Because they are one. Huh? The greatest invitation that we're going to ever have. And look at verse 9. If we, 5 and 9, if we, the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. Now, what do I look like? Saying I'm saved and I'm sanctified, and I've been clean and washed with the blood of Jesus. And living under a man that living in sin and walking in sin, preaching in sin, and laying whole in sin, laying with shoe boom boom, woman she laying with sin. Laying. Jesus said, preach about sin. He didn't tell you to preach about nothing else, about money. How can you get a new house? How can you get some new car? Preach about sin. Sin is the only thing keeping us from this living God. My God. Preach about sin. Sin is the only thing is divided us from Christ. Yes, ma'am. There are three. Let's come back up. There are three that bear record in heaven. The Word. There are three bear record in heaven. The Father. Who was it? The Father. 7 verse 5 and 7. The Father bears witness. The Holy Spirit. And they are what? One. They are not divided. They are one. And these three bear record, bears witness in the earth, the spirit and the water and the blood. As heaven on earth. Woo! Have you ever been so high in the spirit realm you feel like you're in heaven? Oh my God. You just woo. Yeah, have you just walk around and sing praise in there, and you can see the presence of God. You feel like you're in heaven. You know he's there. Have you ever walked with you and hold your hand? Oh my God. I ain't going to tell you everything you do, y'all. But have you ever walked with you and just hold your hand? Oh my God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, can't nobody hold a hand like Jesus. Can't nobody talk to you like this man named Jesus. Oh my God. My. Thank God for all that. Thank God. Just for his darling angels to visit me every once in a while. Oh, I can't tell you how to look, but I know they're huge. They're big, huge angels. They're big, huge. If we receive not the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. What I look like, I'm saying I'm saved. I'm through almost. I'm saying I'm saved, and I'm believing everything that Rock, and I'm saying. And knowing they was at the club last night, knowing they had bum wives, and running and hiding and slipping and jumping. And I'm going to believe what they're saying because they're saying that God is alive. God is alive and God is real. The devil knows the Bible back and forth. back in power. He knows the works. Why? Because he was one of God's angels. And want to get over God. He want to get over the Father. He cannot. You cannot get over your leaders. Time for you to go, Rock Rock. They don't want to tell you. I'm going to tell you right now. You cannot get over your leaders. Time for you to move on. Because you may say something and God will get upset with you. So just move on. Just move on. Men said, ask you. Come and work with me. I said, I'm already doing the work. Why am I going to leave what I love to go with somebody that's walking in sin? Why am I gonna leave what I love to go with somebody that's living in sin? Huh? Am I got my hat on wrong? Is my hat on come all the way out? Said another strand of hair, you know, lost in your head. The Bible says that to me. He who believes on the Son of God have the witness of himself. He who believes not on God have made him a liar. Don't believe it. God comes. He sent his Father. God sent his Father people to call us back from all uncleanness. And we are his children. And he loves us. If we don't love God, let's walk away while the blood started running warm and out of vein. But he said, who? I was getting it together. But who the man say that I am? And he said in one of the scriptures, I am the Jesus of Nazareth. But who the man said that I am? Some say he Elijah. Some say he a prophet. But who do you say he is? I'm saying he's my deliverer. He's my company keeper. He's my husband keeping the midnight hour. Oh, glory. I'm going to see you on the night. My God, I'm having a good time. I don't know about y'all. But I tell sometimes the Lord, I want to lay you on the night. Have you ever laid in his arms? Ooh, Jesus. Have you ever fallen in love with a spirit of law called Jesus? I tell you, he'll lick you in your arms. Oh, my God. Can't nobody hold you like Jesus. You tell about your husband love you. Honey, he don't love you like Jesus. You said your wife love you. He don't love you. She don't love you like Jesus. Jesus gave his life. Would your wife die for you? Would you die for your husband? Ask yourself these silly questions. Well, the truth must be known. We must come to Jesus while the blood still running warm in our vein. He is our deliverer. He is our helper. And without him, church, we can do nothing. If I would die today, I'm looking to meet this Jesus. Why? How? Have you been living right? Yes, ma'am. Have you been walking right? Yes, ma'am. Have you been obedient to his word? Yes, ma'am. But if you ever ask God, honestly, clean-minded. Now, Jesus don't lay in sin, y'all. I'm trying to take it right now. Don't do that to my God. Jesus don't lay in sin, but you don't lay in his arms and say, Father in heaven, can I lay your son home tonight? Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, my God. He don't go everywhere now. And you said you are one of the children of God. You cannot take the Spirit of God within you everywhere. But who the man said that I am? The greatest invitation ever been told to come to him. Come out from among them. Come unto me. Matthew 11 and 28 said, come unto me, all you labor and heavy labor. You're laboring, you're trying. You're trying to work and earn salvation. You cannot work and earn salvation. You must work the Spirit of living God, and then you will have salvation. Work through the Spirit of living God, and then you can have salvation. The Spirit of God is alive and well. And when you lay in his arm, oh, God. I said, Lord, I slept like a baby. Why? Because I laid in a brand new arm. I laid in his arm. And I slept like a little baby. I just, oh, my God. Ooh, I slept, oh, God, I slept so good tonight. But God don't go everywhere now. He is everywhere. But the Spirit of the living God do not dwell in unclean places. He will not have come. And let me, the Spirit will not have come. And let me lay it in his arm. You can feel it. You can feel it, church. You can feel it. You can feel the Spirit. Oh, my God. My God. I'm just crazy. I'm crazy for the man named Jesus. I am. I heard somebody teach it. So they just got me really upset. I'm still upset for me now, but that's okay. Well, I'm overcome. But God is good, God is good, God is good. He's a holy and a righteous God. We cannot come to God stepping here and stepping there. We must go where the Spirit of the Lord have called us to go. We must come unto him while the blood still running warm in our veins. We're going to look down at another verse, and then we're going to get on out of here. I don't want to hold you long. I just don't want to hold you long. Oh, my God. Okay, let's go to a verse. I'm going to come on back down. Is that all right? John chapter 5, 1 John. Whosoever believe that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. You believe it? You believe he's God? If you believe it with your own heart that you got, believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, you could be born again. You can have life, the everlasting life. No, okay? And everyone who believes in him, who begat love, him also who is begotten of him. Second, by this we know that we love the children. This we know. We love the children. Then we, beloved of God, keep his what commandment, and which we won't do. People don't keep God's commandment. God said, keep my commandment. Love your enemies as you love yourself. Do unto others you wish them to do unto you. But we won't do it. We hate one another. We despise one another. But Jesus said, come unto them. But this is the love of the third verse. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandment is not grievous. It's not hard to love God. It's not hard to walk upright with God. But when you make up your mind, say, I'm coming out, I'm coming out, I'm coming out of sin, I'm coming out of the world of sin. When you steal from God, that's a repentant mark you must give to God. You go to God, ask God for forgiveness. Well, Lord, I had to pay me this, I had to pay for that. You wouldn't have had it if God had gave you strength to get up and go to work for it that morning. He gave you 90 cents. Why are you going to take a dime from him? Don't you not know? God got people can look in your bank account and find out how much you put in there, how much you got out. I can tell you all my secrets. I'll tell you something. A commandment I agree with. But whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. This stuff going around this world, huh? We can overcome it. But you got to believe that God is able to do all things but fail. Look to Jesus. Look to the help. Which your help come from where? From the hills in Psalm, Book of Psalm. My help come from the Lord, which made the heaven and earth. Yeah. Which made the heaven and earth. Who is he who overcometh the world, but he who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You got to believe it. You got to believe that this Spirit is the Son of God. Do you believe that this Son of God went to the cross and paid the price just for you and I? Do you believe it? Do you believe that Jesus is a way maker? When he said, Lord, help me to give up the things of this world and come to you like this woman is saying. He'll clean you up through the word of God. He'll tell you to come out to among so-and-so, and come here, let me show you where I want you to go. I don't want to be with them, because it ain't about two or three. Jesus ain't in every crowd, and he ain't with every few members. He just with those that believe that God can and God will do anything but fail. The greatest invitation that we could ever have is when Jesus asked us to come to him. He's a God of love, God of peace, God of compassion. But Matthew said in the 11th verse and the 28th verse, telling me, if you believe it, it's telling you, come unto me, who? Jesus. Why is Jesus telling us to come to him? Because he has made the heaven and earth. He has created everything. All we need, Jesus got it. Jesus owned everything. Nothing man can do without the Spirit of the living God revealing unto them. Nothing that man can do. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. We got to learn who Jesus is. We didn't come in this world knowing who Jesus was. But come unto me, all your labor and I, every labor and I, Jesus said, and I will give you rest. People don't want Jesus. They want what he got. They want to use Jesus. But you can't use Jesus to get what you need. Uh-uh. You can't use him to get what you need. We must stay on the Lord's side while the blood still running warm in our veins. If you're going to love God and compassion, without God, I said we can do nothing. We need to look to the hills. Do you realize where your help come from? Have you thought about where it come from? Your help come from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. He would not suffer thy feet to be moved. Then look at the 23rd verse of Luke. He said unto them, if any man will come unto me. He said in 23rd verse, the 9th and 23rd. He said unto me, talking about me, and he said unto all them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Oh, no, I got to. Are we having a party tonight? Deny all that stuff and come unto Jesus. Have a party with Jesus. Sit at the table and y'all have a party. Take up my cross. Take up the cross daily. And what? And follow me. For whosoever will serve his life shall what? Lose it. Whosoever will try to save your life. How are you going to save your life? You don't have the strength. How can you save your life when you don't have the strength? Whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. For whatsoever I will lose his life, but whosoever will, whosoever, 24 says, whosoever will lose his life for my name's sake and shall save it. You don't lose your life for Jesus. Don't talk about my Jesus to me. What is a man when he don't believe in God? What is a woman when they don't believe in God? What is a child when they don't believe in God? A child don't know God, but teach your children how to pray and teach them about this man named Jesus. Teach them that Jesus is the way home. Take up your cross daily and follow him. We got to pick up our cross daily, and I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy, but pick it up daily and follow Christ. But he said in Matthew again, 11:28 said, come unto me. Jesus asking us to come unto him, all ye labor and heavy labor, and I will give you rest. But we're doing everything except coming to Jesus. I thank, pray, God for all things. Let me give you a few little notes. I'm going to get on out of here. For the word of God speaks to the world they will not hear. And that's true. He just did it. That's part of my notes. The word of God speaking to the world, but they will not hear. Why? Because they're not ready to come out of the world of sin. Sin have them trapped. Sin can trap you. It's just something that God has not prayed. Jesus said, if he have chosen you out of the world, you will be his disciples indeed. So what? Be who? How can you be a disciple of God when you're living in sin, sister and brother? How can you be a disciple of God when you're preaching and living in sin? Stop it. For destruction come in the land in your mind and in your house. Try to help somebody. We need to walk in the love of God and not of the love of this world. Because so walk something in this love of this world. Ooh, honey, can't nobody dress like me. God ain't concerned about how you dress. He worried about how your heart, is your heart right with him? Is your heart right to come to him? He's not worried about how you dress, boom, boom, knock, knock, rock, rock. Oh, my God, help me. But do you believe in Jesus? That's a yes or no. Are you just using him? That's part of my note. A lot of people try to use God. Just like I said, they say they're working for God, but they're a long way. They're a long way from living for God. God said, look, let me show you something. Can God show you, speak to you, and tell you things that you won't tell nobody else? Can God look through your eyes and show you things that you won't tell nobody else? Can God trust you? Look, God is an able God to keep you from falling. If you want to live right, part of my note. If we said that we love God and do not do the thing that he has said, what that made me? A liar. There are plenty of them all over the world. Plenty of them all over the world. There are many antichrists going out into the world and saying that Jesus isn't them. How can you divide the word of truth when you don't know Jesus? How can you divide the word of truth and honesty when you never live right for God? How can you divide the word of God and know the antichrist spirit when you hear it or see it when you are not walking upright with God? Honey, baby, let me tell you a thing. Clothes don't make you. Them pocketbooks I used to buy, they didn't make me. The shoes that I buy, I wouldn't buy a pair of shoes that I had a bag to go with it. I went, oh no, all that dress up stuff, and all that stuff done faded away because I done come a little bit closer. Anyway, that started when I told me, come closer, come closer, come closer to me. When I came a little bit closer, gave up everything that I ever owned, everything that I thought I owned, everything. I come closer to this man named Jesus. He divided up something to me I could speak to no one about it. He showed me something that I can speak to no one about it. But if you come to me, all you labor, I will give you rest. Come to me. This world do not love us. It's confusing. If we don't know anything else, know that Jesus loved you. Know that the Father gave his son for you. Come, while the blood that'll run warm in your veins. You're going to be okay. Why? Now, there are many antichrists, as I said earlier, but we got to know the spirit. We got to know those spirits. Try to speak where they have God, because there are many of them going out into the world and saying that God has sent them. You must be anointed and sent by God, and I'll do work for him. The anointed from God will teach you all things and the truth and no lie. The anointed spirit of God will teach you all things and not no liar. Part of my note. Jesus said in the 28th verse of Matthew 11:28, come unto me. We are in a critical time now where we must give up this world and come to Jesus. Sweetheart, it ain't in the clothes. I'm trying to help somebody. It ain't in dressing up. It ain't in any fine suit you're wearing, sister. It ain't in the fine shoes you got, in the fine bags. Because the devil could dress up. I'm telling you what I know. It'll make your head swim out from God if you ain't anchored down. But they don't know this God. Walking in sin, living in sin. Just got up all night long with bum and going to stand up before you and teach God word. You better sit down somewhere because you're going to prove and make God angry. How can I call him from prayer when I know you're laid up all night long in sin? How can I call him praying I need help when I'm down in the spirit realm and asking for help and you living up in sin? You cannot help me. Spirit of God and sin don't go together. Let's be blessed. Father, we thank you. We must be anointed. We must be anointed to work for God. We must be sold all the way out to work for God. But Jesus said, his commandment is not grievous. Come unto him, all ye labor and ever labor, and he will give you rest. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We realize without you, O God, all things are possible. We realize, O God, all things in your hand is healing, Lord. We thank you. O God, reach your head out and save us in the air. Save us in the water. Let's see you, Lord God, in the name. Church, I pray right now, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, says someone is seeing God, don't know your name. Oh, God, they don't know you live. Oh, great God, with your church right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, call them from the east, Lord. Call them from the west. My great God, Almighty, call your leaders back, Lord. My great God, have called and stepped away from them. Call them, Lord. I'm diamonds in the name of Jesus. You said, come on to me, all labor. Oh, great God, that labor and sin, oh God, but they need to come to a living God, my great God Almighty. Come to a God that will hear you, my great God. Come to a God that will listen to you, my holy God Almighty. Come, why the blood went home in your vein, my good God from Zion, you're the God of peace deceiving, here and now, Lord, stop by, Lord, holy God, if you don't soon go on, touch sick people in America, right now, Lord God, you is all a healer, but America, Lord God, come, Lord, touch, Lord, to see, Lord God, heal, Lord, everything, nothing like you, my good God Almighty. We want to thank you, Lord, for your wanting, Lord, in the name of Jesus, holy God Almighty. Want to thank you, Lord, for the lying down on that seating, holy God Almighty. Touch your seat, holy God. We need you in these trying times when men and women, boys and girls, more love themselves, Lord, than love of you. Church, right now, Lord, call them about a sin, the seed of the Holy God. Feed us, Lord, the bread from heaven, my good God from Zion. Father, they will want no more. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I know you're able. Touch the seed of the Holy God. Oh, right now, Lord. But who, Lord? The man said you heal. My good God Almighty, you heal the Son of a living God. Touch right now, Lord. You is the way, Lord. Until I'm a new home. Touch right now, Lord. You is the nodding one. Oh, great God. That can father have sin. And redeem us back, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord. Heal sickness everywhere, Lord. Touch, oh, my great God. Oh, God, on a bed of butcher. My great God from Zion, you heal. Counsel specialist. Holy God, oh, my. Ain't no diabetes in you, Lord. Ain't no low blood in you, Lord. Ain't no disease found. How in your bloodstream, my good God, oh, my. By your stripes. Oh, Lord, you would tell me that we'll heal this year. Children now, Lord, we need you, Lord, and it's flying time. A running woman. Call us, Lord, to you, Lord God. Why is yet day, Lord? When night come, Lord, when night come, Lord. Oh, that I'll take it over, Lord. Man cannot work, Lord. Oh, big God. Come in a matter way. Touch your old sinners, great, Lord. Move, Lord, now. Oh, great God Almighty. You healed. Oh, God of compassion. Touch right now, Lord. Oh, great God Almighty. Speak through the vessels of this woman in the name of Jesus. I know you're able, Lord God. Heal. Oh, Lord. They're in the sickness, Lord God. Tell anybody. Touch right now, Lord. You heal. A healer of their body, Lord God. You're the healer for the mind, Lord. Touch. Oh, Lord. Through the mind is the Lord. Bless our enemies, my great God. Church, right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray. I know your hand, lay your hand on the Lord one more time. Call, oh God, she cannot deal about bread alone, but by every word, come out of your mouth. Church, I pray, Lord. Teach her how, Lord, to be humble down. My God Almighty. Teach her, Lord, how to say before you. My God Almighty. Teach her, Lord, to eat your word of truth, Lord, in the name. Remember her companion, Lord God. In Jesus' name, I pray. keep him. Cover on the blood, I pray it. In the name of your God, I speak to him, Lord. Oh, Lord, let know before God Almighty, I know you're able. Oh, God Almighty, you said, come on to me. Oh, you the neighbor, in the heavenly neighbor. Children right now, touching body, Lord. No more children yonder, yonder. Jesus' name, I pray it. Lord God, everywhere. My God Almighty, hospital rooms. Oh, God. Oh, God, and bedrooms, Lord. Oh, God, jail cells. Prison cells, Lord God. Healed and delivered. Come to see him, Lord. Right on. Right on, King Jesus. My good God. Right on, right on. Church to see him. My God, help to see him, Lord. I know you're able to do all things with fear. Anoint this mind, Lord God. Oh, God, I've been wasted away. Call it back to the sheepfold. My call on my, those, my God, that you have called, walked away, Lord. But call on my, oh, God, call them back by the name. Oh, God, those that you have called, oh, God, oh, my, have walked away, Lord, from their first love, Lord. Call them back, oh, God, in these dark and evil days. Why, love, a running womb in their vein. Call them, Lord, call them. Oh, God, in these dark and evil days. Well, men and women are more loving themselves and in the love of you, Lord. Well, your church right now, Lord. Remember my home children, yonder, yonder, Lord. I don't know, Lord, but thou knows all things. Church and I pray, Lord God. I want to say thank you for taking this child, Lord, over there, Lord. Brought her back home. Safe, Lord, in the right mind, Lord. I give you praise. I give you honor. My cup on Zion. Your word is a keeper. My good God Almighty. Your word, Lord, is a sinner. For those that love you. Church friend now, holy God. Bless the sick and afflicted everywhere. Men and women, Lord God. Those that you have called. Those that you have not called. Call them out of darkness in the name of Jesus. The 11th chapter of Matthew says, then we're going to get on out of here. Come unto me. Jesus said, come unto me. The great invitation that we're going to ever have. Bells and amps, cheddar parties, every dance your floor you went to, every best friend you had. Come unto me, all you labor and heavy labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and low. Oh, God, you and ye shall find rest for your soul. Oh, God, oh, my. Sometime you walk into these stores and you look at someone. You can look, see they're cold and not rest. There's a sort of running here and there. Oh, God, oh, my. They had not been in the right place yet. But pray, ask God to put you in a place that you can hear from him. Oh, God Almighty, put you in a place that you can hold in and not nothing else. Preaching holiness of hell. Oh, my God. We will live our eyes up in hell if we don't come to Jesus. The hell. The Bible tells me that he is the Lord to save. Come to Jesus. Why the blood sitting running warm in your vein. He may wait. I don't know wait. He is a doctor in a sick room. Can you come? Trust his Jesus this evening. Let him know you love him. My God, oh my, walk upright. Ask him, how can you walk upright? Ask him to help you to live right. My great God, from Zion, the greatest invitation and I said we could have is when he said, come on to me. Look at this, God. Well, I've been a sinner one time. Unrest on my way to hell. Here come a living spirit telling me to come. Oh, God, a built it, didn't know how to walk right, didn't know how to love. He said, come unto me, and I will teach you. Oh, thank God. Oh, God, because I am the God of love. He's the God of compassion. If you don't know the Jesus, say, Father, I'm sorry that I sin against you and sin against heaven. Forgive me for my many, many sins and clean me from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, find your good believing church and believe in Jesus. Get your good Bible, the Bible that you like. I don't know who you like, but there's so many Bibles going around. But get your good King James Version. God said, take nothing from his word and add nothing to it. A lot of Bibles have been translated, not pleasing to God's sight. Try to sin, ask him. I'm not lying to you. I'm not lying to you. It's in the book. God said, take nothing from him. Don't take nothing from the word of God and add nothing to it. God will teach you how to preach, and he will teach you how to teach to his people. Be blessed. Go to church in your charge. Make your church at home until God speak them. I'm telling you, make a church at your home. Have your Bible study, your prayer, and moan and tell God, to the only wise God I will save him. Be glory to imagine, power and dominion, rest in the Bible, this temple and evermore. To the grace of God, a sweet communion of the Holy Ghost. Rest in the Bible from this time day. This time of day, y'all. This time of day. And forevermore, we love you. Be blessed. Stay with Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.